Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Return to God by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Leah Martin. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn his face from you if you return to him. 2 Chronicles 30:9. The Bible's filled with promises that we can cling to for every single situation we encounter in our lives. And though it was written 1,000 years ago, its message is still pertinent for the modern crazy times we're currently living in. The words of today's Bible verse were spoken to the nation of Israel by King Hezekiah. This verse states that the Lord is our God. It tells us that he's gracious and merciful. And then the verse promises that he won't turn away from us. This message of truth is timeless. It encouraged the nation of Israel to turn back to God. And for us today, the message exhorts us to do the same. Let's look at each of the promises this verse gives about God. This verse says that God is gracious. This means that he looks on you with favor, with delight. He values you and treasures you. The realization of this should fill your hearts and minds with incredible joy. Another promise in this verse says that God is merciful. This means that he withholds his judgment from you, the pain you deserve for sins. Instead, he hears your prayers. He forgives you, comforts you, heals you, and truly cares about the things that cause you stress. The next phrase in this verse says that he will not turn his face from you. When God turns his face from you, it means that you're in a place of spiritual darkness, separated from the presence of God. Jesus felt this when he hung on the cross and cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. spiritual darkness isn't a place you want to be. Your sin causes that separation from God, but instead, you can long to have the face of God looking at you, showing His favor toward you, and having His presence with you. These phrases are incredible promises about God, but how do you receive God's graciousness and mercy, and the reality that He is keeping His eyes on you? Due to their sin, the Israelites had walked away from following God. They had to be reminded by a godly king of who God is and what He could be to them. To have those three promises be true in your life, you must focus on what you can do. The answer is found in the next five words: if you return to Him. As you look at your spiritual walk, your time spent in studying the Bible, your time in prayer, your attitudes, your habits, your personal choices, in what areas do you need to return to God? What are the things that are keeping you from knowing and following God more? The ones that immediately come to mind are the very areas that God is wanting you to leave behind as you return to Him today. Begin to view leaving those things behind not as a sacrifice or a loss, but as a returning to the Lord. Your obedience to God in this will place you in a position of greater understanding of how God is gracious and merciful to you. Your eyes will be opened to see how He is turning His face toward you in love. Returning to the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength should be the focus and desire for every moment of our lives. Matthew 22:37. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn His face from you if you return to Him. Cling to these words of promise and blessing as you walk into each of the circumstances you face today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for being gracious and merciful to me. Thank You for the promise that You will not turn Your face from me if I return to You. Forgive me, Lord, for allowing other things to take priority and for taking my focus off You. Help me to obey Your commands, to choose Your way every time. Let me, Lord, not be swayed by the choices of those around me, but to keep my eyes always on You. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, hello, Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.